today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Part of what we're doing is tribute, probably not the right word, but I'm interested in talking about health care. As you know, it's one of the big issues on our program, so we have several different ways of doing that in this hour. We'll have Dr. Ken Kronhaus with us, our medical expert, with some of the important headlines from the world of medicine and his analysis of how they affect you. And then we'll have a couple of folks on this hour who are involved in this weekend. This is a forum as much as anything else. Families USA, organization based in Washington. I'll be there tomorrow to have a lot of these people on. But we have former Governor Patterson of New York on, a congresswoman from Illinois, as well, talking about where health care is from their perspective anyway. Where is it in your mind? Are you pleased? Most people are still not pleased. And one of the problems is working on prevention and helping yourself from dying early. So let's, in order to celebrate this properly, let's talk about death. Everybody ready for that?
Okay.
Sure, why not?
Let's talk about, isn't there a song, Let's Talk About Death?
Let's talk about death, baby. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, so
different.
We can start this by rehashing, if you'll pardon the pun, yesterday's poll at DougSteffen.com, Burger King trying their hand at home delivery.
Yeah.
And we asked that in the poll yesterday, would you have fast food delivered if the service was offered? And 35% of you said, no, I have no interest in fast food at all. 27% said, I doubt it. I hardly ever eat fast food. 18% said, I'd like to think that I wouldn't, but I probably would. 11% said, maybe, depending on the cost. And 9% said, yes, I can't wait. Let me have at it.
I'm trying to see if they deliver here, and I want one morning to get breakfast delivered.
Brought up there. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's the poll from yesterday. Now, as a sign of the times, DougSteffen.com story over the last couple of years, the death toll among pedestrians wearing headphones has tripled. Did you know that?
Yeah. See, these people
three
are
times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really.
You can't hear anything.
No. Of course.
I see people jog
out into the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy how silly, foolish, dumb people are.
Have you seen people listening to headphones while they drive?
Yep.
Yeah.
That also gets me a little bit. Yeah.
I think that's just as bad. People just plug in their iPhone or their iPad from, there's a little
iPhone. They tune out the world.
Yeah, exactly. You're gone. Okay, so now, if you are planning on dying soon, hopefully that's not the case. But
nice.
Go ahead.
Story at DougSteffen.com about a new Facebook app that lets you record a special message which will be posted only after you die. So you can now post your final goodbyes or tell everybody what you really think of them, and it won't get any attention until after you're gone.
How does it know when you die? Somebody has to tell it.
Well, you can figure that out, Richie. If you read the story, you see the idea is I don't want to tell everybody everything. You have to go find the answer to that by reading the story, the rest of the story, at DougSteffen.com. But you can also, when you're there, you can do the poll today. The question is, would you use an app to deliver a final message? Great Facebook question, Jennifer, as well.
Mm-hmm.
How about a final Facebook message to your friends after you die? Would you use it? Yes. I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But
go ahead. I'll tell you after you're done with the
answers. B, maybe if I can figure out what I'd want to say. C, I doubt it. It seems kind of a morbid thing to me. D, I don't have a will. I can't imagine doing that.
Oh,
E, no, it sounds like a terrible idea. F, I don't have Facebook. Okay, what were you going to say?
Okay, so what freaks me out on Facebook is that I actually had a friend who passed away at like 41, 42.
Yeah.
And he has his Facebook page still up. And every year, like, it'll pop up and say Michael Lockhart's birthday. It'll say, and it's kind of creepy. I don't know. I mean, it is a reminder, and I guess it's a place where people can, I mean, people still leave messages for him.
Yeah. I have my friend Amy, who died of cancer a few years ago. They kept her Facebook page up, and everybody would go every now and then thinking about you, leave little messages. I just went there apparently her sisters have taken it down. Somebody messaged her sister. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Every now and then I would just go, just kind of see some pictures of her and go, oh, yeah, you know, and then move on about my day. And it was kind of nice to be able to just go look at a picture of her anytime I wanted to. And now it's gone, so now I'll email her sister and just say, hey, what, you know, what made you guys decide to take it down? Was it just time? Or, you know, and it's cool.
Yeah,
so
good question. Yeah. Reflective thought here. Dr. Ken brings us to the present when it comes to medical news and observations in just a moment on Good Day.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Time now for Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, to give us an update on some of the news this week that affects you and probably not anything more affecting all of us, Ken, than the status of obesity, the epidemic here, and what the government now is saying about this, the state of the problem. Not, I mean, this would seem to be fairly obvious, but let's have you render an opinion on the information.
Doug, the latest information out this week from the CDC is that 1 in 3 American adults are obese. It's a national level that has stayed the same in recent years. About 1 in 6 children and teenagers, they're also obese. Obesity remains a significant problem in America's society despite efforts to combat it. And obesity prevalence shows little change over the past 12 years, although the data are consistent with the possibility of even a slight increase. Obesity is defined as a body mass index is a formula based on height and weight that is 30 or higher.
My heavens. How come people don't get it? I don't want to sound like I'm talking down.
Well, spend a day with me. You'll see how hard it is.
Well, this EECP treatment I'm getting, I would say that my days are now similar to yours, and looking at these people in their horrible condition and how they've let themselves go is the question. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how you can let yourself go like that. All right. One of the questions that I'm always asked at the bedside when I'm doing my EECP is whether or not I have diabetes. And I can understand that question. Interesting news today about Chef Paula Deen, who seems to have been turning people off with this announcement. I'm not sure I understand. Maybe you can explain.
Yes. Today is Paula Deen's birthday. Doug, she's 65. Paula Deen, she's the Southern Belle of butter and heavy cream. She makes no apologies for waiting 3 years to disclose that she has diabetes while continuing to dish up deep-fried cheesecake and other high-calorie, high-fat recipes on TV. And listen to this. Among her recipes, deep-fried cheesecake covered in chocolate and powdered sugar and a quiche that calls for a pound of bacon. She has type 2 diabetes. The risk for this is being overweight, over age 45, and inactive. 23 million Americans unfortunately suffer from this. Patients' bodies, they either do not produce enough insulin or do not use it efficiently, and this allows for excess sugar or glucose to accumulate in the blood. And imagine this. She takes Victoza. This is a once-daily non-insulin injection. She's doing advertisements for this drug company. She continues to smoke, and she continues to talk about these recipes.
My God. What a disgrace.
She smokes, too. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's good. It comes out, and then you got to get the real story. All right, but I'm looking at all these other news items this week, and every single one of them has to do with weight problems, teenagers, what the parents' involvement is here, gastric bypass. This is the continuation of a pill that helps you stay fit without exercising. Good God. Where do we go next here?
Well, a lot of parents try to blame the schools as the cause for their kids, but not according to the American Sociological Association research, Doug, that the number of overweight kids has tripled in the last 30 years. Nearly 1 in 5 of those aged 6 to 11 are obese, and 18% of those 12 to 19 have weight problems. But children who are overweight, they're at greater risk for heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol problems, and certain types of cancer. The same thing that adults have problems, but by middle school, children's eating habits, they've been formed, what children eat at home and what parents' pattern of eating has also been established. This is more important for deciding obesity than school options.
Mm, wow. And the teenage girls who are overweight have another problem that you found.
Out of the Archives of Dermatology this week, between 10% and 20% of teens struggle with moderate to severe acne. Doug, but the news is that teenage girls, but not teenage boys, who are overweight or obese, they're significantly more likely to develop acne than their normal weight peers. And the reason behind this link is just not clear.
Wow. Okay, so what's this pill that will help you stay fit and not exercise, as if this is something that's good?
This is out of your backyard from the medical journal Nature. It's been published. Researchers from Harvard Medical School, they've discovered a hormone, Doug, that's naturally found in muscle cells that triggers the calorie-burning benefits of exercise. This newly identified hormone, it's called irisin. You're going to hear a lot more about it. It could lead to treatments for obesity, diabetes, and even cancer, as well as other disorders in which exercise may benefit weaker patients. It increases the body. It increases in the body during exercise. It boosts energy expenditure, and it controls blood glucose levels. But when it's available, we don't recommend using it instead of exercise, but to add to exercise.
Yeah, but it's not going to help get the blood around, which is really what you need. All right, so there they are, some of the big stories from Dr. Ken's perspective, and all of it doesn't sound too good to me, but at least now you're updated. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The home of helpful news and tips on how to make your life better. This is not the John Tesh program. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Years ago, I just so happened to be in a local contest with Scotty McCreary, and we both placed first and second.
Well, who was better, you or Scotty?
Well, it was a tough competition, but I came out on top.
You beat Scotty? Dave, did you beat Scotty?
Yeah, I guess you could say it.
Oh, this is going to be good. No pressure going in there, my man. And are you going to... Wait, that's the sound of the audition bell. I was going to ask you if you're going to leave the glasses on, but we're out of time. Get in there.
All right. There is Ryan Seacrest with David, Mr. Steal Your Girl Levins. He admits to Ryan that he beat last year's American Idol winner Scotty McCreary in a local contest a couple of years ago. And now he's apparently on the program this year. So let's get started as American Idol returns to the airways last night, Jennifer.
Yay.
And here's David Levins singing a couple of songs.
Your mother scolded us.
Judge's
she
attention.
Said that we were bad.
Girl, huh?
God, I thought I'd better go on home. You watched till I was gone. Oh, girl, you look so sad. I picked you up when you fell.
Now, don't these, all the auditioners for American Idol, that's where they start with the auditions. They all do it a cappella, right? No music.
Yes.
Nice,
that's
nice.
It. Right.
Yeah,
these guys think it's nice.
He looks like he's swell.
I know.
Nice
tone. Michael.
Do you know any Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a Michael Jackson thing going on.
Oh, man, Michael Jackson. Come on.
Just
your
flat.
Your mother can't say goodbye. No,
like
no, 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 why. Never can
anybody like him?
Singing a cappella is hard. He's okay. It sounds nice.
He's got a nice tone. If you could just control it.
Yeah. It's a follow me
right.
Wherever I go.
So, he again beat Scotty McCreary in a local contest a couple of years ago. This kid, David Levins. Yeah. Okay, next up on the hit parade in American Idol, Gabby Krupa singing for the judges.
Hello,
in the audition.
How are you?
Can I give Nigel a hug really quick?
You wait a minute, guys. Hang on, hang on. This girl walks in and she wants to hug Nigel. Wow. What
Nigel?
Is this about?
Like,
the producer.
I don't know. Every
wait, hang on. So what is
all
your name?
Let's go.
Nice. He's
next.
On the air with us.
All right. We had Nigel on the air with us?
We did. He's
yeah.
a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
He's
a
great guy.
I remember very well, but only a couple
can
months
we,
ago.
Can we get some singing here? Isn't that what this is about? American
yeah.
Idol.
Yes.
So far, we've had two losers. Here's Jessica Whiteley. I'm a judge now.
Alone.
Ah.
Oh. Jesse.
All right, Richie, play cut 1908. That may help us clear the air here.
Awful. That was not good. It was like, you just really shouted. I don't even know if I would call that singing. Okay. This is not, baby, this is not your vibe. This is not your groove right here. I don't know.
It's not your vibe.
You got the ball, you got the shot, you go and you shoot, and it's just not quite going through the net.
Can I sing you another song?
No. Do people say that you can right. sing? Do you, I mean, what happened?
So here we go. This is the start of another season. Get ready for names that you never heard of.
They bring
before.
In the silly stuff, too. I mean, you know, they want all of this, oh, my God, this horrible.
Yeah, the show doesn't even start, I think, until March.
Right, right.
They're going to do auditions.
So we learn who some of these people are by listening to some of this stuff, and it's horrible. So far, anyway.
Well,
right,
no,
so
the big news stuff. I watched a bunch of it, but
for Ryan Seacrest fans, is that Jennifer? He's made a deal with Mark Cuban. Is that how you pronounce his name? Is it Cuban or Cuban?
Mark Cuban, just Cuban. Like Cuban.
So what's the
like
deal?
The cigars.
What's he doing?
Well, Mark Cuban, he has a network called HDNet,
right?
And they're now rebranding, and Mark Cuban, AEG, Ryan Seacrest Media, and Creative Artists Agency have all joined together to form this new network called AXS, AXS TV, which is going to be all lifestyle programming, concerts, music festivals, red carpet stuff, award shows, pop culture events, maybe more Kardashian stuff, and in-depth interviews.
If Ryan's involved, it'd be more Kardashian because he produces that show.
Well, he was talking about getting a network before, and he passed, so this is a pretty big deal since now he's involved again. So
Well,
there you go.
Once again, a smart guy has got his fingers here, there, and everywhere. One wonders, though, at some point, you get to a burnout, and I'm not suggesting that's where Ryan is now, because I don't think he is there, but he's doing the radio program here in Los Angeles in the morning. He will not be able to keep doing that if he does the Today Show, but yet there seem to be more and more rumors about him getting connected with the Today Show.
Yeah, but maybe Matt Lauer was goofing with him.
Well, I mean, maybe just because of the rumors that are floating about.
Right.
He's got a $60 million deal with Clear Channel. It was 3 years, and I think that it's only, like, into the second year. So how does he make a deal to get out of that to do the Today Show? I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's something has to give, especially when you figure all the other things that he is producing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Stephen's Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli from New York, Jennifer Horan from Los Angeles in the state of California, Rich is in the state of confusion, otherwise known as Washington, the nation's
right.
capital. We're also this week or this weekend, starting today and going through tomorrow, the Families USA folks are getting together to discuss a continuing focus on health, healthcare options, kind of action. It's called a Health Action Conference, in fact. And there are several different things that we maybe ought to probe into a little bit. Hopefully, not necessarily the political side of things, but how it is that these bits and pieces of legislation, the reality of health care, how does it affect you? Joining us now is Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, who is from Illinois, who may or may not remember that she appeared a number of times on this program when Nancy Skinner was attached to it back a number of years ago.
Oh, sure.
But it's been a while since we chatted. How are you doing?
Good, Doug. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're the keynote speaker today at this Health Action Conference. And without necessarily, because this is not a political program, we're interested in the issues and how people are dealing with things that are right in front of us. It's certainly health care, the report that's out this week about one-third of Americans being obese, all of the things that go into trying to educate people to not have them get sick. And then when they do get sick, how do we handle them? Some people can be taken care of because they have the appropriate means to do it. Others do not. What is the aim of this Health Action Conference specifically?
Well, it certainly is to mobilize people around the issue of health care and to protect the gains that were made in the Affordable Care Act that, now is a matter of controversy, but established for the first time in the history of the United States of America that health care should be available to all Americans, regardless of their physical condition, their ability to pay. But like every other industrial nation around the world, that health care ought to be essentially a right. Now, you talk about things like obesity. Well, certainly people have to have some responsibility for their own health care, but a public health system can do a lot to educate people about the strategies.
Let me stop you there, if I may, for a second, because that's one of the things that came out, and I wonder how we address that. One of my big things is prevention. And
sure.
There was nothing that I saw in any of this, so you can correct me if I'm misunderstanding it. There was nothing I saw there that seemed to be a definitive, direct way at helping people or educating people, whether it's when they're in the public school system or however we can use whatever tools we have, to eat well, to exercise, to stay in shape, and to not become sick or a statistic. So prevention as part of this, there was a lot of criticism aimed at it because there didn't seem to be much attention to prevention.
Well, actually, one of the things that's already gone into effect is that, particularly for people on Medicare, that preventive services no longer have any copayment, so that people are encouraged now to get their flu shots, to take their all these diagnostic tests, even colonoscopies. If you're on Medicare, if you're 65 or a person with disability, you don't have to pay anything for those because the idea, of course, is not only to help people before the fact, but to save money, and prevention is very cost effective.
Wouldn't that be done? Was it part of the debate when you discussed this in Congress? We have Representative Jan Schakowsky of Illinois with us, and we're talking about the Health Action Conference going on in Washington this weekend. The essence of prevention, though, going back to when you were a child or I was a child, or when we have our children learning the values of this, it's important for people who are already having a problem maybe to try to forestall it even more as they get older. But is there a way that we can use the facilities that we have to try to teach people or give them the attitude? We know we're confronted and confounded by all the ads for fast food and, you know, yummy stuff to eat.
And pharmaceuticals as well, you know.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, you know, the First Lady has certainly taken this on as a mission of hers to talk about health, especially aimed at children, because child obesity has become a big issue. But focusing on nutritious food and focusing on getting up and exercising. And it's interesting, the response. I mean, some people feel like, we don't want to be lectured about how we take care of ourselves.
Right.
Except
how it's presented, yeah.
Except that obesity has actually now eclipsed smoking as the number one health issue in the United States of America. It results in diabetes and cardiovascular
disease. Imagine if people do both, if they're both obese and they do and smoke as well. Good Lord.
Well, it's a death sentence, that's for sure. But the amount of money that is spent individually by the healthcare system, by the government on diabetes, just alone, if we were able to control that, and of course that is a function of obesity in our country. So all of these things, the healthcare bill, the public information campaign that's being run, are aimed at making Americans healthier.
All right. Now, the $64 question, again, when you, Congresswoman Schakowsky and others, debate and discuss these things, it's how to pay for all this, given we have a $17 trillion loss. We have a $17 trillion deficit.
Right.
And so all of these things are coming out of that, in a sense, or a part of it, as we continue to spend more money here. How do we get this sort of this whole...
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Doug, is that per capita, Americans spend about twice as much as any other nation on health care.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, today, because of the recession, we have about 50 million people who don't have health insurance and millions of others who are underinsured. I'm talking about people who have these so-called insurance policies with a $5,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 deductible.
I have one of them. I'm right there. Raise my hand. I got a $5,000 deductible on my health care plan. That's
so
otherwise
really,
couldn't afford to pay the premium.
Right. And so that means it's really a catastrophic plan only.
Yep.
That, you know, for day-to-day kind of healthcare things, you really don't have insurance. And the view in this richest country in the world ought to be that we can have a more efficient and cost-effective and cheaper, actually, healthcare system by bringing everybody in and creating systems for efficiency that are going to drive down costs.
Right.
That was the idea of the Affordable Care Act.
Let me play devil's advocate, Congressman Schakowsky. There are those who would present this in the light you presented it. Others would say, well, there is so much influence from the big corporate agribusinesses, for example, who are growing and producing food that is loaded with preservatives that really makes people sick. And then we have the drug industry over here that is making all this money, and a lot of it is out of the Medicare and Medicaid. A lot of it's government money being spent to supposedly help people get better after they eat all this bad food. But we have all these government subsidies that are going to companies that are producing foods that are not good for us, making people sick, government subsidies in all kinds of ways that it seems counterproductive and counterintuitive.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up because we had a hearing on voluntary guidelines for advertising, especially aimed at children, on these kinds of foods. And we thought, many of us thought, that's a good idea. Let's lay out some of the guidelines of what you can actually aim at children, because we do have this problem. Well, you should have heard the uproar, particularly from the Republican side of the aisle, that we shouldn't be telling the private sector what they can say and who they can market to, despite the fact that we have this this crisis in America. So it's hard to decide where government actually intersects with some of these decisions, particularly in this environment.
Well, the cynics would tell you that the it's all justified, or it's all connected to whether you're a Democrat or Republican, to who is contributing to your campaign for re-election. Looking at those numbers, especially.
But let me say the good news. I really do think there is a desire around the country for fresh foods. The farmers markets are just booming all over the place. People are interested in food grown close to home rather than long distances, food traveling around the world. They're interested in homegrown American products. So there really is something going on there.
I think you're 100% correct. You obviously wouldn't remember this. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have a dairy farm outside of Boston in a community that loves the locavore movement. You find more and more people who want to, again, as you've just underscored, find where the food's being grown. They want to pick it. They want to eat it fresh. They want to have access to it in supermarkets. They are demanding, and this is something.
Do they want to milk your cows?
They do want to milk. They come on the farm, and they want to milk the cows. The kids come and get a tour all the time. And so maybe I'll suggest a little sideways plug for H.R. 1830, which is a petition being now run through Congress to try to liberalize the access people have to foods like this raw milk and other products that the public is saying they want.
There is a demand. There's a growing demand. There's no question about it.
And they're frustrated because they think that some members of Congress are getting in the way, trying to take the steam, if you'll pardon the pun, out of this, when in fact, as you've just recognized, this is something that really has stirred the public. They want to have access to what they want. That is, the choices in food. And so,
you know, and on the other side, though, we have communities called food deserts where there really isn't the access to food. And that's why community gardens and those kinds of things are beginning in Chicago. Well, we have a lot of vacant lots in some of the more low income areas.
Yep.
There's a movement now. Let's use that to have some urban agriculture. And
we found the town I'm in is a suburban community, and I'm the only guy doing any farming. And so what we did was work with the town. We found an acre of land, I guess a couple acres, on the other side of town, which has a very different population. And I hauled over truckloads of loam and manure, and we made a community garden for about 70 people to grow their own food. And that's the kind of stuff that...
How did that work out?
They were looking for some more land because they want to... There are hundreds of people who signed up to get... We had to have a lottery to choose the 70 people that could use the land because there are hundreds of people that want to be able to do this. So that's part of the message.
It's a movement. It's a growing movement for good food, fresh food, close to home food. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, good to chat with you. Good luck here as you present the keynote there at the Health Action Conference this morning. Representative Jan Schakowsky, Democrat from Illinois here on Good Day. Good to talk with you. 14 for the hour on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
Not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa! Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com, something you really need to see. Somebody took the time to find different clips from different movies so that dozens of Hollywood stars are singing a Lionel Richie song. Here's the audio. You really have to see it, though. Here's some of the audio.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, to me.
Good looking boy.
Yes.
I can see you.
In your smile.
Clever, huh? Very
clever. I like it.
Right. These are like classic. I mean, they're going back to Elvis. And
somebody really worked on this.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
Check out the, you really have to see the video, the audio, a little in the background here. 51 after the video of the day at DougStephan.com.
I want to tell you so much.
I love you.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Dolly Parton seems to be all over the place
lately.
Have you noticed that? She's like had a resurgence in everything. Remember the story from last week? She's doing a musical on Broadway about her in which she stars. She's 66, I think, in this movie, A Joyful Noise. And just seems to be wanting to be there, and people are happy to have her around. She's such a pleasant influence, as is presented here. There's a song from the movie of the same name. This is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, whose birthday is today. Frankly,
what other songs can you think of where they work in a typewriter as one of the instruments?
Yeah.
Very clever. Clever stuff. Okay. So that's how we get started. Movie Moments every day with movie music, different movie, clever, kind of cute as well. We try to be both of those things. We're clever. Let's see. I'm clever. Jennifer's cute. She's clever as well. I don't know about what category to put Chuck Curry in. Chuck Curry.
I'm both. Man.
You
I'm
are.
Both. Yes.
And you prove clever it with your blog. You can get to Chucker's blog. You want to find out if you respect what Chucker's opinions are on the usual thoughtful, provocative way that he presents things here on the program.
Or if you have any money overseas in a Cayman Islands account, you can
send it to Chuck. Find him at DougStephan.com in the contributors box. Okay, so our movie, this is the number one movie from this week in 1996. Good movie, good flick, nice family fare. If you figure out what it is, you'll call us at 800-510-8255. And if you are, if you have the right answer and you're the first person in and you haven't won before on Movie Moments, we will give you a swell Doug Stephan prize for identifying this movie.
You know, the big problem here is that you people are willing to create a generation of children who will not have the ability to think.
Got it?
Yep.
I got it.
Yeah. You recognize his voice. And the theme is fairly obvious, although we'll keep going with some more clues. Here's number two.
It's about heart. It's about feelings and moving people and something beautiful and being alive. And it's not about notes on a page. I could teach you notes on a page. I can't teach you that other stuff.
Yeah, as a musician, man, this or wannabe musician, this guy right. hits it on this movie.
Right. This is not Jack Black. And School of Rock.
No, it's not.
Long way myself from it. That. All right, last Jennifer.
You're just somebody. I tickled myself with that one.
I'm very pleased with myself today, as you can tell. All right, let's go, Richie. Last.
I am teaching music, and that I will use anything from Beethoven to Billie Holiday to rock and roll if I think it'll help me teach a student to love music.
And the cut with Luai playing in the background is pretty, solid evidence of that. All right, so that's that story. You can figure out what the movie is. Call us at 800-510-8255. Well, Chuck Curry brings us up to date on movie news.
Okay, Doug, comic actress Kristen Wiig has given Universal Pictures a hard no about returning for a sequel to the studio's big hit comedy, Bridesmaids. She claims she doesn't want to repeat herself.
What's her name?
Kristen Wiig.
Who's she?
From SNL.
Oh. Is she a household name? Am I missing something here?
She's pretty big.
Is she?
I wouldn't say a household name, but she's definitely moving up the ranks. It's surprising.
So she can afford to say no to a movie role that she'd get paid a couple of $1 million for. Is that the bottom line?
She would probably get about $20 million.
$20 million.
And she's gonna say no to move on to.
Could you give her my number? I can put on a wig.
Yeah.
Yeah, give mine.
Why does the studio want to do a sequel? Well, Bridesmaids made almost $400 million worldwide on a budget of around $34 million. That's a nice profit. Other news: Tommy Lee Jones signing on to play General Douglas MacArthur in a historical epic titled The Emperor. Jones will also be seen in Men in Black 3 this May, opposite star Will Smith. And finally, the producers of the Showtime hit Dexter hinting that the show could continue as a big screen movie after the next two seasons, which will wrap up the series on Showtime.
What's Dexter? What's it about?
It's about a very likable serial killer. It's very popular.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best shows on TV, despite what you might
think. It's huge.
Yeah. This is the day, let's see, what year was this? A couple of years ago, The Gift, the woman with extrasensory perception, asked to help find a young woman who has disappeared. Cate Blanchett's in the movie. Did you like that? Keanu Reeves, Greg Kinnear, Hilary Swank. You remember that movie?
Yeah, it was okay. I liked it.
Nothing special, though. I'm trying to remember the movie, and it looks like something I would have seen, but I didn't see it. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, let's get the ID for this movie. Mike's in Mount Vernon, WMVO. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
What's the name of the movie?
Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes, demonstrating a strong box office success with Richard Dreyfuss, Jay Thomas, Olivia Dukakis, etc. Good job, sir.